Welcome to Board Game Top Tens, episode 1059, for Saturday, October 25th, 2025. This is the BGG Page Views edition. Repeating at number 20, Brass, Birmingham, by Matt Tolman, Martin Wallace, and Gavin Brown, published by Roxley Games, with 16,173 views. That is a gain of 545, and yet it only holds position. It is a 3.5% gain. Down 8 to 19, Arc Nova, by Matthias Vigge, published by Capstone Games, with 17,979, 1,800 more than Brass, and a 7% decline. This is the lowest position that Arc Nova has seen since it last was not in the top 20, even in the top 30, which was December 4th of 2021, almost 4 years ago. Now, I know I've shared this statistic a few times recently, the most recent time just a couple of weeks ago, but each of those most recent times it was number 16. This time it has dropped all the way to number 19. I'll also point out that this week, ARCS has fallen to number 23. That means it's for the first time since April 13th of last year, a year and a half, it has not been in the top 20. Number 18, entering there, is The Asylum by Tomasz Holek and Michal Lach, published by Awaken Realms, with 18,040. 61 more than Arc Nova. The full name is Below, : The Asylum. Below is in all capitals and is actually an acronym. It stands for something within the game universe. Entering at number 17, Ikuza, or is it Ikuza, by Michael Gray, published by Renegade Game Studios, with 18,233, about 200 more than The Asylum, about 250 more than Arc Nova. The original title of this game was Shogun when it was released back in the mid-80s. When it was reissued in the 1990s, it was called Samurai Swords. The full name of the game is actually Ikuza Samurai Swords. No colon, just those three words, and yet Board Game Geek has it listed as just Ikuza. Climbing back up five spots to 16, Origin Story by Jamie Stegmeier and Pete Wissinger, published by Stonemeyer Games, with 18,713, about 500 more than Ikuza, and a gain of 20%. Entering at number 15, Cascadia, Alpine Lakes, by Randy Flynn, published by Flatout Games, with 18,789, 76 more than Origin Story. The gap from the new Cascadia game at number 15 down to Arc Nova at 19, that five-game spread, is a little less, 810 views. Whereas the gap between 19 and 20 was 1,800, the gap between 15 and 14 is almost 1,300, and there are actually some substantial gaps at each of the next few positions. After debuting at number 4 last week, down 10 to 14, Uprising by Cornelius Kremen, Pavel Mazur, and Dick Sommer, published by Dirk Sommer, published by Nemesis Games, with 20,068. Again, about 1,300 more than Cascadia, a decline of 47%. I forgot to mention last week the subtitle of Uprising is Curse of the Last Emperor. Entering at number 13, Ayar, that's A-Y-A-R, I believe that's Ayar, by Fabio Lopiano and Mandela Fernandez-Grandon, published by Osprey Games, with 21,392. 1,300 more than Uprising. The subtitle of Ayar is Children of the Sun. Ending a four-week run in the top 10, falling from 7 to 12, Magical Athlete by Takashi Ishida and Richard Garfield, published by CMYK, with 22,624, 1,200 more than Ayar, a decline of 14%. Stepping up one from 12 to 11, Covenant, by Herman P. Mayan, published by De Vere Games, with 24,656, 2,000 more than Magical Athlete, a 29% gain. That's 5,000 views more than last week, and yet only a gain of one position. There are five new entries in the top 10. Falling out are from 7 to 12, Magical Athlete, from 4 to 14, Uprising, from 8 to 21, Take Time, after 2 weeks at number 6 to 59, Sweetlands, and from 10 out of the top 100, Thesaurus. Number 10, SETI, by Tomasz Holek, published by Czech Games Edition, with 24,991, 335 more than Covenant, a gain of 3.3%, but it loses one position, and this spot at number 10 is 4,000 more than last week's number 10, actually 4,124. But if you compare it to 2 weeks ago, it's actually quite similar. It's about 110 more than 2 weeks ago. I'll also note that there are three new games in the 5 million club this week. That's right, three games in the same week all cross the 5 million threshold. And they are Everdell this week at number 52, Marvel Champions this week at number 56, and Star Wars Rebellion this week at number 87. Number 9, The Elder Scrolls, Betrayal of the Second Era, by Michael Gerns, Salem Scott, and Ryan Howard, published by Chip Theory Games, with 25,338, about 350 more than SETI, and not nearly double what it had last week at number 29, a 20-position jump. It re-enters the top 10 for the first time after 6 months away, charting for the 15th time. There's a GameFound campaign for five new expansions for the game, and that campaign has well over $2 million pledged. Number 8, Vantage, by Jamie Stegmeier, published by Stonemeyer Games, with 25,477. About 140 more than The Elder Scrolls, a 20% decline, and it is down three positions. Number 7, Orloy, by Pascual and Abraham Sanchez Hermida, Paloma J. Pascual, rather, and Abraham Sanchez Hermida, published by Paraloco Games, with 26,798, 1,300 more than Vantage, and a 76% gain, as it jumps from 23 last week, up 16 positions to re-enter the top 10 after 6 weeks away, charting for the third time. The subtitle of Orloy is The Prague Astronomical Clock. It's a worker placement game with a rondel in it, and you're building this intricate clock. Number 6, Winnie the Pooh, Serious Detective, by Alexei Kuznetsov, Oleg Melishin, and Yuri Yamshikov, published by Crowd Games, with 31,165, 4,400 more than Orloy. This is a debut, one of two debuts we have, and has what, I mean, has to be one of the best covers I've seen in a while, because it's Winnie the Pooh, but he's a serious detective. It is, quote, a narrative-driven board game solving mysteries, unquote, in various fictional areas. The Hundred Acre Wood, the Winnie the Pooh setting, Wonderland, where Peter Pan is, and Camelot, the Arthurian legends. Ah, man, but that cover. If you haven't seen the cover, you gotta go find the cover for Winnie the Pooh, Serious Detective. Number 5, The Druids of Edora, by Stefan Felt, published by Alia and Ravensburger, with 32,555, about 1,400 more than Winnie the Pooh, a decline of 21%, as it falls back two spots to where it was 2 weeks ago at number 5 in its third week on the chart. Number 4. Speakeasy by Vital Lacerda, published by Eagle Griffin Games with 32,730. About 200 more than the Druids of Edora. This is our fourth new entry, returning after a little over a year away and charting for the fourth time. It's previously been number 1 a couple of times. The setting is mobsters in 1920s Prohibition America. It's a worker placement and card management game, and the Kickstarter is shipping. Number 3, Fate of the Fellowship by Matt Leacock, published by Z-Man Games with 38,546, close to 6,000 more than Speakeasy. It is a 12% decline, as after the last 2 weeks, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, at number 2, it steps back one position. Number 2, Miskatonic Tales by Eric Dubue and Olivier Melisson, published by Chaosium, with 56,464. That's about 18,000 more than Fate of the Fellowship, so it didn't narrowly miss out on number 2. This is our highest new entry and the higher of our two debuts. It has both a super title and a subtitle. The full title of this game is Call of Cthulhu, Miskatonic Tales, Journey to Innsmouth. There's no reason to have all of those titles on here. I will just refer to it as Miskatonic Tales until there is a second game with Miskatonic Tales in the name. The blurb that is a, quote, sandbox adventure game with map exploration and a choose-your-own-adventure vibe, unquote. And clearly a Cthulhu setting. Number 1, The Old King's Crown by Pablo Clark, published by Eerie Idol Games, with 58,699, just 2,200 more than Miskatonic Tales, but it does hold on to the crown for the third week in a row, and the fifth time overall. It did lose a few views from last time, about 2,500 or 4.2%, but pretty stable here at the top. For Saturday, October 25th, 2025.